Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Danny Hughes is with me here on the programme today. Danny, good afternoon. You're very welcome to the programme.
Hi, Andrea. Thanks for having us on.
Not at all. So your 8-year-old son, Theo, is a champion golfer.
Yes.
And he's been left pretty disappointed after his golf bag was damaged off a flight. What happened, Danny?
Well, basically, it was the end of May there, so a couple of weeks back. We flew over for, it's a US Kids European Championship in Scotland. We'd arrived with plenty of time as we had a practice round that morning. Landed into Edinburgh, have a look at the, it's a regional airline, so it's a small airplane. Mm. They only have a handful of golf bags on us. We seen the bag come out on the, being taken off the plane. And then within minutes, going to the where the conveyor belts where the baggage comes in, everything was absolutely destroyed.
How badly damaged?
It was so badly damaged that our bag was the last bag to come out, and when I seen it, I didn't even recognise it. That's how bad it was. Like, there was no tag, Aer Lingus tag on it. My name tag had been burnt off the side of it. It was literally, it looked like the airline had run over it. Basically, it was serious damage.
Because I'm looking at some of the photographs that you've sent in to us, Danny, and I can see the strap is worn away. Like, I mean, this golf bag is pretty big. Like, it's like your standard nearly adult-size golf bag. When I'm looking at the photograph here of your son, it's nearly the height of him.
Yeah, so bigger than him.
Yeah, it is. It's a huge-looking thing, but it's also damaged with the stand as well, isn't it? You might just kind of paint the picture there for listeners so they know, Danny.
Yeah, all the damage, shoes were destroyed. Underneath them was melted. I don't, for whatever reason, like, they'd been dragged across the ground. Stuff was missing from the bag. He had a custom bag which had his club logo, the Ireland flag on it. For the whole tournament, the bag wouldn't even stand up. Where they'd bent the frame of the bag and melted the straps off it as well. The carrier bag was just completely destroyed. I always kind of take extra precautions, and I put his travel seat, his booster seat, over where the golf clubs were. And I think that's actually what saved the golf clubs from getting damaged. So, his carrier seat, and you can only imagine what sort of impact it takes to crush a car seat. The car seat was destroyed. All his training equipment were snapped. We got over, we filed the complaint in with Swissport. We were held there for a long time. It was a knock-on effect. It actually, we missed his practice round going into the tournament.
Hang on, just to stop there for a minute. So you flew from Dublin to Edinburgh. Is that right? With Aer Lingus.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Swissport is the that's the kind of the third party company that handles the luggage, isn't it?
Yeah,
they're in charge of the bags, basically. So you got off the flight, you see the bag in this state, and I'm looking at pictures here, and it seems to be ripped in parts as well. So you collect the golf bag and you go to the desk to report the damage, and what
Straight
happens?
To them. Yes. So you go into them, you tell them what had happened. Like, this is the bit that I don't really get. Like, somebody had to put that on the conveyor belt knowing that the damage was there. So I don't understand why you don't get an explanation to what happened. I know when accidents happen. I completely understand that, and I would have really appreciated for someone to come and say, look, this is after happening. This was in the space of about 4 to 5 minutes, where we seen the bag, it was perfect, and then by the time it comes on and through, everything's destroyed. It's hard to believe that in 5 minutes so much damage can be done.
Because you actually saw it coming off the
Theo was pointing at it, and he was saying, Dad, look, there's my bag,
And in a small regional, airport, or a smaller airport, you'd probably be able to do that, and you can see out. And even I'm looking at runners here as well, and the sole is, they must have some runners, golf shoes, and the sole is kind of off them in parts as well, Danny.
Well, the sad part with that is, Theo is so small that he doesn't fit into golf shoes, so we had no choice, but he had to wear them for the 3 days of the tournament. That's one of the worst parts of it all. Theo is very sensitive to all these sort of things. He's a real worrier. His big thing for the whole of that weekend was, he goes, I don't understand how Aer Lingus can do this to me. Why did he do it? And I'm like, it obviously was an accident. I don't want to sound like we're bashing Aer Lingus, because we love Aer Lingus.
We always travel with
Aer Lingus, and we've not got flights booked. He's going to a world championship now in 5 weeks. We've not got flights booked. Aer Lingus is still our go-to airline. I just kind of want, I want to spread awareness to other people that, like, this stuff can happen. And it's kind of the thing where Theo has worked really hard the last 3 months to prepare for this tournament. Theo goes from school, I collect him from school, straight to the golf course. He practices 5 to 6 days a week.
My God,
he's obsessed
right.
with golf.
Yeah. And he's obviously doing incredibly well at it. I mean, Danny, by the sounds of things.
He's absolutely flying, honestly. He won the All-Ireland last year, Ulster, Leinster and Munster Championship.
So he's going to be a Rory McIlroy now, or we'll be hearing about him in years to come.
He's a big Shane Lowry man. He loves
right,
Shane Lowry.
Right, okay. So he's a big Shane Lowry fan. And
he loves Shane Lowry.
Yeah, and this is obviously a huge part of both of your lives, and you're travelling all over then, bringing him to competitions in Timbuktu and everywhere else. So this
exactly
has happened,
so.
and you've reported this to the company, and I'm sure you got on to Aer Lingus yourselves as well, Danny, you did.
I've been ringing them by the day, like I've been ringing them non-stop. I rang them in Scotland when we were there. It's the customer service, I just think they just need to be better. It's like I say, it's not bashing them. But it's just everyone we spoke to, nobody seemed to know what was going on. I've explained that it was 6 weeks at the time or 7 weeks, and I was explaining that we're in the build up for a world championship, and now he's not got any of his training out. And they might not seem important to people who don't play golf, but they're really important to him. And it's stuff that he uses on a day to day basis. This world championship in Pinehurst now is basically the biggest junior golf tournament for kids. It's the holy grail. It's really hard to get there, and when you've worked so hard to get there, I feel you should be given a fair chance.
And I mean, he's managed to qualify for this at 8 years of age, and he's all, I'm sure, you know, excited and looking forward to it. And because now of this, and not to be overly dramatic about it, but he hasn't got the training equipment now that he needs, Danny. Is that right to help him out?
He's not got the stuff he needs. Correct. He's not got the stuff he needs.
And I presume that's at his age and his size, some of this. Custom for him, like how
it's
difficult?
Yeah, it's all for the junior girls. It's very hard in Ireland. Like it's not the way it is in the US. A lot of our stuff that we had, a lot of our training aids are from the US. It's when we've been over at tournaments over there, we picked up bits, and that's kind of where Aer Lingus have said, send me on all the receipts. And I've not got receipts for these because I've picked them up in PGA Superstore in Orlando, and I didn't think I'd be in the position I'm in today. Where
sure, who's keeping
I'd even
receipts?
Need a receipt,
you know, from years ago. And you had so just to continue on. So you've contacted Aer Lingus and you've contacted Swissport, the company, and you had to, I'm looking here online. You had to fill out the PIO or the property irregularity report, and you've done all of that, and you've sent any receipts that you had or the costs of what you think things.
Yeah.
Would have cost you at the time.
With our club pro, we would have got a lot of stuff off our club pro, and they sent on all the receipts for his bag and stuff, would have been one of the more expensive things.
And I'm looking at
that customized bag.
Yeah, I'm looking at the all of the stuff here. I mean, roughly, it's probably just over about €1,000 nearly, is it, in cost we're talking about here. But it's not even that. You just want, you know, you really just want to know, Danny, what happened? How did this happen? As you say, mistakes
happen. I'll be honest with you, we're very lucky to have a lot of really good the people who follow Theo's Instagram page. So many people have reached out offering bags. Wilson Golf, who made the carrier bag, reached out and they said, we'll send you this. We had another offer from somebody, I'd prefer not to say, but they were like, we'll replace all of his equipment. They just said, we'll replace anything he needs.
Yeah.
And then people are saying, set up GoFundMes. But it's not what we want.
No, sure.
I just want, I honestly, all I want is for my son to be in the exact same situation he was in before he went to Scotland.
Mm. And he's all his little, like, see here, his kind of lanyards and little his wee badges and stuff from all of his competitions are attached to. You know, so this is of big importance to him, Danny. This, you know,
all the keepsakes, thankfully, like, we've not much of the really... The stuff that he really cares, like the stuff he loves, and that is his keepsakes. Like not many of them were damaged, so we're lucky with that because the sentimental value to them sort of things, and they're not really replaceable.
So as it stands now today, this happened how many weeks ago?
It was between the 25th and the 27th was the tournament. So it happened happened on the 24th, I'd say. It was 24th, 25th, in around then. Yeah.
And you basically, you're telling me you've no response yet from anybody.
No, Aer Lingus have, it's been very vague. I've rang all the time. I've told them that we're running out of time going to the next tournament. And it's just kind of been, it's urgent now. We'll push it forward. Can you give me any information? Who's going to speak to me and when? No. You're just going to play the waiting game. But then up until yesterday was the first time we actually got one from the CEO of Aer Lingus, from her office. And it was saying that we'll will replace the stuff. Can you send us on all the receipts? So now my fear is that it's just the stuff with the receipts that they're gonna do. But like you say, there's loads of stuff on that list there that I just simply don't have receipts for.
Yeah, but they've offered to replace the equipment. Okay, that you have the receipts for, but not the things that you don't. They haven't went that far yet.
That was the first time that we actually got someone reached out.
Well, you got a response. You won't get hired than the CEO, I suppose.
Well, that's it. Exactly.
Yeah, I mean they're looking at it with some importance. But we'll reach out. Actually, they've got back to us because we contacted them just before you came on air, and they've come back to us here, Danny, to tell us that Aer Lingus is aware of this case. They sincerely apologise to you and to Theo for the experience following the Aer Lingus regional flight, and we are working directly with them to resolve the issue as quickly as possible. So that's what they've come back to us to say. And if there's any issue, you come back and let us know, and we can maybe touch base with them and contact them again on your behalf. So I hope that maybe brings Theo a little bit of comfort. In knowing that he gets some of that. And listen, tell me, when did he start playing golf? Sure, if he's only 8.
He has been swinging a club since about 3.
Really?
And competing since 5.
He's just nuts about it.
He started out in the driving range. Tried him at every sport. Started out in the driving range. He never had interest in anything else. Took him to the driving range, could see the good hand-eye coordination. And then ever since then, the golf club's not left his hand. It hadn't been... The World Championship he's going to now, this is actually his third year qualifying. The way I look at it is I say to him, if you can get there, I'll make sure I get you there, because we're lucky that people have helped us along the way, sponsors and stuff as well.
Brilliant. Fair play to you, isn't that great?
It is absolutely.
We'll be watching him at some stage, I'd say, on TV by the sounds of it. So if he keeps up with this success. Listen, Danny, I'm glad to hear you got some bit of a resolution anyway, and fair play to you. Yep. Thanks a million for getting in touch with us here on the programme today. The email is always lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. That's Danny Hughes there telling us about his little 8-year-old son, Theo, and that golf bag. Glad to say we got a bit of a conclusion for that.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday. On News Talk. Conversation that counts.